It's about integrity. We filmed this program way back in November. It was delayed in going out for various reasons. And up until February of March this year, we still hadn't received the check that was handed over live on air or as they filmed. For me, I just feel that everything that we've actually suggested as a use for this money that will benefit the community as a whole has been rejected. And her constant, how can I put it, her constant jibe at the church and its pot and her not wanting her money to go into a pot has really riled me.
What kind of discussions did you have about how the money was to be spent?
You'll see if you remember the program, what she actually said was that she was giving me this money to rent somewhere that would take this thing, this project, onto the next level. Her initial idea was to rent a building and then look for some funding in order to sustain whatever project we set up. I'm 100% dead against that because I'm not looking for funding. We never have been funded. We don't want to be funded. At the minute now, local councils all right across the country are pulling out voluntary sector and community orientated funding because they haven't got the money to maintain it, to sustain it. So I don't want to be putting out a project that in 12 months' time I'm going to have to shut down because we haven't got sufficient funds to keep it running.
So you wanted to buy your own
We
place.
wanted to buy somewhere. It's going to take a lot of money to buy somewhere, a lot more than £15,000.
And what do you want to do with the place once you've bought the place?
What we want to do is impact our community in any way that we can. North Point Church has had a, and still have, by the way, let me add, an opportunity to buy into a bigger building, five times the size of what we've got. They've raised their own money, over £100,000 of their own money, our own money that we put into that, in order for us to be able to impact the community in a greater way. We're looking at two halls with a massive kitchen that will allow homeless people to be able to come in and.
Have you found the premises that you want?
We've looked at the premises and we're actually putting in an offer.
Okay. And does that offer still stand?
The offer will still go in. Let me just say this. The project that we do and what we've been doing has never depended on the money that Superstone or Secret Millionaire have offered. We've done this, and the members of North Point Church have sacrificially given of their time and their finances to keep this project going on the road for 3 years.
So, Kevin, where was the rub? What was it that you specifically wanted to do with the money and she didn't want you to do with the money?
I would imagine the first. When we decided that when she agreed or realized that it wasn't feasible to rent somewhere, when she realized it wasn't feasible to set up an independent charity because we are already
A
registered as
charity.
a charity, because that was one of the first arguments we had. She wanted us to set up a separate charity. And I said, well, no, we're actually part of an existing charity. And so she asked us to come up with something else that we could use the money for. Well, we came up with a mobile food unit that could actually go out and serve hot food to the homeless. She turned that one down and said that she's not into sustaining homelessness. Well, okay, well, I don't agree with her, but it's her, again, she held
She's
back on
allowed
that.
her opinion.
She's allowed her opinion. But for me, there are just too many strings are tied to this money. We're being held back and focused on this. And I really needed to, where are we with this? Are we going with this or aren't we? So last week I called her because the church approached me and asked me, would I consider using this money that I've got sitting in my drawer?
Yeah, you said you told me last time it was sitting in your sock drawer.
It was still in my sock drawer up until I sent it back, right? So I've got this check that it's useless to me. It's sitting in my drawer. I can't put it in an account. I can't use it. I can't do anything with it. I've got one of the men who was on the program writing me on over the weekend, and I'm crying my eyes out Sunday night, by the way, as I'm reading this letter, because this guy's crying out for help, and here I am. I can't do anything. I can't respond to this help that he's asking for because we're not in a position to respond in that way, And my vision, my aim is to have something that when people do cry out for help, that you are in a position to respond.